AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We are already underway here in the second half. Loy North had the ball to start the frame, 23-23 tie, but a pass was deflected by Logan Packer, taken away by the Cardinals. Now they have the ball. Nate Waterbury on the left wing, being blocked by his defender, Marcus Torres. When the circle, little Tom to Beck Houston, touch pass comes to the corner. Maurer cross court to Waterbury on the left wing, driving. Blew by everybody and scored along the left baseline.
He snuck in on the baseline.
Goldwater regains the lead, 25-23. See if a nice try to answer. Eddie Gillen back in the lineup. Got a nice soft bounce there from five. We're tied back up, 25 apiece. 7 minutes left to play in the quarter.
I'm sure Coach Kowalt for Lenoris wants Gillen very much more involved in this offense here in the second half.
NBA range three for Nate Waterbury. Just short, Gillen with a rebound. Gillen ahead to Torres. Moving to the left elbow, kick the ball to Gillen. A couple of head fakes to the elbow. Now to Louis Mitchell. We didn't see that much of in the second quarter. Spencer Welch off of Torres' pass. Welch for three. Bam!
Another three-pointer for... Fifth three-pointer of the night for the night.
Now, what was it, 2 of 18 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
North?
Yeah.
Loy North with a three-point lead, 28-25. 6-12 left to play in the quarter. Cross court, Beck Susan to Maurer. Dribble drive left baseline. He's fouled as both Louis Mitchell and Trevor Parlato close in on him. It will be Parlato picking up his third foul, first of the half for Loy North. Beck Susan to trigger. Inbound comes to Mock, now back to Waterbury. Between the circles, Maurer around to Beck Houston on the right side. Bounce pass coming around. Waterbury for three, and I think he banked it in.
Nate Waterbury filling it up for the Cardinals for 3 points.
We're tied back up again, 28-all, 5:47 left to play in the third quarter.
Lloyd Arks was in a zone on that possession, too.
Isn't a zone normally supposed to prevent the outside guys from getting a good shot?
Yes, it is.
Top for three, draws iron for Welch. Rebound put back on the take by Torres. No good. Torres gets the rebound. Now Gillen launches a triple. This one short, flying in for the rebound. Torres swatted away by Taggart. Fall down on the ground. Mock him up with it and found Beck Houston.
He backs it out very wisely. He had one Cardinal on four nights.
Not going to win too many of those battles. Waterbury feeling it for three from the left wing. It draws the front of the rim, rebounded by Gillen. Quickly ahead, Torres launches a triple from his right wing and drains it. This is the third of the game. Loy North regains the lead, 31-28. Back and forth we go. 4:48 left to play in the third quarter. Grant Maurer to Beck Houston. In the same spot that Waterbury launched it, he draws iron and a foul underneath by Logan Taggart, his first team first of the half. One Cardinal, Taggart against two Knights, sandwiching him, trying to get position, and Taggart lost. Loy North ball leading by three, 4:35 left to play in the third quarter. Gillen on the left corner. Louis Mitchell cross court to Welch. Gillen gets the ball on the right corner. Ball kept around the perimeter right now. Now here's Welch on the left wing, swinging the ball to Gillen. Cut off the free throw line, kick the ball out. Welch for three, left wing, short ball off of Grant Mitchell's hands. Ball down on the ground, picked up by Torres. No look pass to Grant Mitchell. Knocked away by either Maurer or Taggart.
Grant Maurer coming up with a knock away.
Robert Taggart was in position. Loy North gets it 4-8 left to play in the third quarter. They lead by three, 31-28. The inbound comes to Grant Mitchell to Eddie Gillen. Cut off by a double team. Out to Welch for three. Too strong off the back of the rim. Waterbury and Beckhusen collide with each other. Beckhusen comes up with the board. Loy North staying in that. It was a 2-1-2 zone that they were showing. Half up, Waterbury kick the ball out to Beck Houston, dribble driving, shoots over Grant Mitchell, hits the side of the backboard, and comes to Marcus Torres. Torres, 1-on-2 break, without the bucket by Torres, his first two-pointer of the night, plus one. As Waterbury picks up his second foul, 2 seconds. Norwich's biggest lead of the night is 5. No team has had a lead bigger than 7 all night long. It could be 6 with a make here by Torres. There it is. 34 for the Lloyd Norwich Knights, 38 for the Cold Rock Cardinals, 3:33 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Maurer. Nice key to Ryan Mock. Unfortunately, a triple key. Quick to move on the end. Forces up a shot. Misses. Dillon with rebound for the night. Now here's Torres up to Dillon. The Taggart again. Runs up. Curl. He is going to be called for his third foul. The offensive foul.
Great Maurer taking the charge for the Cardinals.
Unfortunately, Maurer was not knocked down. So Dillon will have to come to the bench and give way to Keegan Banks. Coldwater ball. He trailed by 6:34 to 28. 3-6 left in the third quarter. Maurer is between the circles. Get it to Mock. Now bounce back. Maurer dribbles. Kick the ball up. Houston on the right line. Cardinals showing some patience here this time on the floor. The zone there.
That was a hard time penetrating, for sure.
Mock, two from the top, rattled out, and your tip the ball to Louis Mitchell. Find Grant Mitchell. Get it to the right, and to Torres. Now inside, goes out down.
All best angled by Roy Norris. Grant Mitchell handled pass.
Coming into the bench.
Oh no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh yeah. You may have missed the Mac, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, since we left you briefly, nothing much has changed as far as the score is concerned. It's still 34-28, Lloyd Norwich. We're under 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Coldwater has the ball right now.
Coldwater having a difficult time penetrating the zone defense that Lloyd Norwich has thrown out here at him in the third quarter.
Blaze Watson double team, get the ball to Hadley, who checked in. Stop from the right elbow is an air ball. Grant Mitchell trying to track the ball down. He ran out of room. Good help defense coming in from behind. Yvonne Mitchell coming in, and Coldwater is going to call a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. Minute 35 left in the third, 34-28, Lloyd North. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger. The number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today. Or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank. but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, Grant Maurer inbound. Coldwater trails by 6, 34-28. Maurer is looking, still looking, and...
second call.
Oh, that defense really ratcheted up for the night in the second half.
Well, second quarter and the third quarter, both.
Ryan Hanley got knocked down, and there's going to be an offensive foul stuck to Keegan Banks. Held up his hand to say, what, me?
Third foul on Banks, team Ford.
No, Coldwater with a gift wrap possession. Loy Norris is camped out in their 2-3 zone this time. Grant Maurer on the left wing, trying to feed Watson inside. Struck behind that 2-3 zone and got a score.
Blaze. That's another bucket for the Cardinals.
34-30 North, a minute 11 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Marcus Torres on the right wing. He'll reset things as the Cardinals have stayed man-to-man pretty much the entire evening.
Yeah, they sure have.
It's worked for the most part. Here's Grant Mitchell, got Blaze Watson airborne, swings the ball to the free throw line, a shot and a miss for Keegan Banks. Rebound put back, though, goes in. I believe that was Grant Mitchell.
Grant Mitchell.
36-30, the Knights lead by 6 once again. 40 seconds left to play in the quarter. Blaze Watson cut off on the left wing to Coldwater. Now bounces to the right wing. Beck Cuban to Maurer. Now Hadley bounce pass looking for Beck Cuban. It's stolen by Devon Mitchell for the Knights, and he'll get an offensive foul.
Von Mitchell's second foul, team fifth for Loyne Orcs.
Must be a record night for the number of charges that the Cardinals have taken tonight.
Got a bundle of them, that's for sure.
Team for the season, Beck Hughes and Waterbury finally getting a roller and breather for Coldwater. Michael Mago can scout Case in. Case will take the ball across the timeline, 17 seconds left to play in the quarter.
Cardinals got to figure out a way to get the ball in the bucket, penetrate that zone.
Cross court, Case looking for Mago, it's intercepted by Grant Mitchell. Grant Mitchell had numbers. He misses a shot, and he gets tangled up by Scout Case, who is still down on the floor trying to take the charge. No dice, and unfortunately, Scout Case gets the collateral damage of his first foul, team third. 3.8 seconds left to play in the quarter. 36-39, they have a chance for the final shot of the frame.
How do you get called for a foul when you're laying on the ground?
Oh, evidently getting in the way as D.K. Wells-Lindsley brings a 15-footer from the left baseline to give Loy Norris a 38-30 lead over Coldwater after three quarters of play. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson and Al Rackesee, Mike's side, for the final 8 minutes of boys basketball that will be played here in this gym for the 2013-14 regular season. Loy Norris with a 38-30 lead over the Coldwater Cardinals. The Cards have the ball to start the final frame. Grant Maurer has it up top of Michael Mago. Out of Maurer on the right wing. Caught off by the 2-3 zone that the Knights have shown in the second half. Been dangerously tight.
Maurer tried the three and misses on that test.
Trying to loosen up that 2-3 zone. That time it didn't work. Here come the Knights. Marcus Torres with the ball. Get it to the right wing to T.K. Wells-Lindley. Mitchell to Mitchell. That would be Devon to Grant. A little traveling music, Sandy. Marcus Torres down the middle.
Got a foul called, actually. Devon Mitchell, number 34.
Just picked up his third foul. He's six. Looked like Torres traveled, too, but in any case, the Cardinals trying to cut into Loy Norris's 8-point lead. Bounce pass case to Hadley. Hops up on the left block high, and he got it to go in.
Finally got one to go. Ryan Hadley.
Got a couple scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard that we can give you. At the half, Quincy leading Union City in a Big 8 cross-county battle, 47-20. At the half, Sturgis led Marshall 21-13 in Smack East action. Loy Norris ball, Wells-Lindley three-pointer short. Rebounded by Jimmy Reed-Russell, who knocked down Hadley. No call. Here come the Cardinals after the steal. Magos wide open, three up top. Off the back of the rim, flying in for the rebound. It was Grant Mitchell.
No Cardinals underneath, though, for the rebound.
Grant Mitchell, continuation move.
Yep.
Count that bucket and one.
That's a good call by the official there.
And Ryan Hadley has assessed his second. That is Hadley with his second foul, team fourth. Grant Mitchell with a chance to give Loy Norris their biggest lead of the night, 9, with 6:24 left in the game. He does on the successfully converted three-point play. Waterbury and Beck Husen getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Here's Maurer, sideline right. Up top to Magos, back to Maurer. Offset, the ball off to Case. Get it to Scout Bates. Rather to Blaze Watson. Scout Case on Blaze Watson, and Blaze scores.
Blaze with his 9th point of the night for the Cards.
41-34, the Knights lead by 7, 5:52 left to play in the fourth. Going four corners, now dribble penetrates. Torres gets the ball off Eddie Gillen and drains a triple to the right wing.
Marcus Torres.
His fourth triple of the night.
One in each quarter.
A nice night by anybody's standards, except for the Coldwater fans.
Got that right. Cardinals need some of those.
44-34, they trail by 10. Case on the left wing, trying to feed Hadley inside, turnaround hook shot, yeah.
Ryan Hadley with another bucket for the Cardinals.
And timeout is called by the Cardinal Brain Trust. 5:18 left, 44-36, Loy Norris. We're back in 30, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Another scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard at the end of the third quarter. 27-18, Sturgis leading Marshall. That was 21-13 at the half.
Looks like somebody's trying to slow that game down.
Loy Norris with the ball. Blaze Watson flying in to poke the ball away. The nice lower team possession. 5:05 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals trail 44-36. Well, Lindley inbounds to Marcus Torres, who has not had a break all night long. Eddie Gillen just picked up his fourth foul for Loy Norris.
Well, I don't think Coach Mackevall could be very happy with the way he's played tonight.
So he'll ride the pine a little bit, relieved by Trevor Parlano. Meanwhile, this step in is going to see his first significant action in quite some time. He comes in for Ryan Hadley. Luke Stempion, a 6'1 senior, sidelined with an ankle injury the past 2 weeks.
Coach may be looking for a little instant offense from Luke.
See what happens. Luke is standing on the left wing, now running up top, catches the ball from Waterbury. Now Beck Husen back up top, Waterbury to Stempion on the right wing. Back to Beck Hewson, dribble drive, gets the ball to Stempion. Moving pretty nicely on that bad ankle so far. Passes the ball from Beck Hewson up top. Now back to Beck Hewson. Speed is to Watson, a double team immediately on him. Running on the curl, loss of ball, ball down on the ground. We are going to get a jump ball, possession arrow pointing back to the boys in navy blue and white.
Blaze had a pretty good idea of taking it into the lane there. He just lost the handle on it briefly.
That's all it takes.
Yep. And there was a scrum.
44-36, Loy Norix, 4:15 left. Here is Grant Mitchell on the right wing, hot step down the middle of the lane, 12-footer, yeah.
Grant Mitchell having a nice game, solid game for the Knights.
The lead is back up to 10, 46-36. Beck Hewson dribble penetrating along the right baseline and draws a foul from Trevor Pilato. He picks up his fourth.
Seems eight. Beck Hewson to the line for two.
Just four fouls up on the board for Coldwater presently, so they have some to give. Back to the free throw line for the sophomore. Beck Hewson drains the first. That was a shooting foul, right?
Yes.
46-37, Knights with 4:01 left. Second one from Beck Hewson. Yeah.
Every point's critical right now for the Cardinals. Now they need some defensive stops at the other end.
Cardinals trail by 8. The Cardinals are pressing for the first time. The Knights able to break it.
Stolen by Mark.
The Cardinals get it in the Knight front court. Now they have the ball. NBA range 3 from Waterbury is an air ball. Grant Mitchell saves it to Trapper for Lotto. Blaze Watson trying to hawk him, but he finds Marcus Torres and gets it across the timeline for Loy Norix. 3:30 left. They lead by 8. DK 12 Lindsley sending the ball left wing to Torres. Grant Mitchell hawked by Blaze Watson. Now the give. Devon Mitchell blocked underneath. Here comes the Cardinals. Boxed with the block. Oh, you're a poet and you didn't know it. Here comes Stempion. Shoots over. Perlado rolls off the hoop and shot. Rebounded by Devon Mitchell. Here comes Wells Lindsley. Get it to Grant Mitchell. Hop step, kicks the ball out. Torres takes a triple, and he grabs it.
Now, Cardinals got to take advantage of these turnovers and the steals that they're coming up with, but haven't been able to do that thus far.
Hadley in, and Blaze Watson out for Coldwater, and it looks like Matt Cobalt is calling his first timeout, a full timeout, 2:55 left. Knights, 46, Cardinals, 38. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
46-38, Loy Norix leading Coldwater, and Coldwater's regular season finale, 2:53 left. Waterbury swings the ball to Beck Hewson. He launches a long two. It's just short. Fortunately, the ball is off of Eddie Gillen, who checked in during the timeout. Cardinals with a break. They got to take advantage of all these breaks that they're getting. Luke Beck using the trigger. Finds Ryan Mock, who's back in. And he drains a 10-footer off the cut play.
Nice little shooting touch there shown by Ryan Mock.
6-point lead for the Knights. Grant Mitchell And the ball stripped. And another steal from Terrell Kelly, this time by Luke Beckhusen. Oh! Beckhusen being hawked all the way down the floor, throws it up at the last minute, and it goes. Again, no look, and he wasn't expecting to sink that bucket, but he does, and it's just a four-point Roy North lead, 46-42.
That's in two, Sean. The Cardinals got those two calls to give yet.
The Knights with eight and Coldwater with four. Gillen at the top of the key needs help. Plays it to Terrell Kelly up top. The Cardinals turning up the pressure on the D right now.
They got to spend these fouls.
Drop the ball inside Eddie Gillen. He left it short. First up hit by Stephen, and he gets the rebound. Stephen ahead to Ryan Mock. Cut off immediately. No look pass to Ryan Haley. Went to the stand. Taken away by Grant Mitchell. Here comes Marcus Torres. Hawk finds Grant Mitchell. Now back to Torres to reset. A minute 32 left. 46-42 Roy North. Luke Beckhusen hawking him. Now it comes to Terrell Kelly. Up top, Devon Mitchell. Bounce pass to Gillen.
Cardinals have got a foul. Stop this clock.
Nate Waterbury heard you and wrapped his arms around Grant Mitchell. That's going to be Nate's third, team fifth. Enough time for Terrell Kelly to come out and Spencer Walsh to come in for the Knights. To lead by four, 46-42, a minute 18 left. Welch is looking, lost it to Grant Mitchell, who catches between the circles now, and they're handing it to Welch. Bounce pass caught up to by Welch. I think it might have been knocked away. Marcus Torres trying to dribble out, and Luke Beckhusen closing in commits the foul. That's his first, team six. Next foul by the Cardinals would send Roy North up for at least 1-1. Minute 8 left to play in regulation. Inbound, taken away by Luke Beckhusen. Another attempt at a no-look pass went awry. Or no look shot because he was fouled, and Luke is going to go up to the free throw line with Beckhusen. Marcus Torres picking up his second foul, team ninth. Well, another chance for Coldwater to cut into Roy North's 4-point lead. With the clock stop. Well, Ryan on the first one, though. It's his second miss of the night. Spencer Welch out for the Knights. C.K. Wellowins is coming in. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Blaze Watson will come in for Ryan Mott.
Yep, the guy on the floor right now you don't want to foul is Torres. He's a 70% free throw shooter.
He's not the best on the team, right?
Yes. Grant Mitchell is the best free throw shooter they've got. He's not on the floor.
That's Susan Swift prepared. Just a 3-point lead, 46-43, a minute 3 left to play.
Oh,
Grant Watson, I was going to say Blaze Watson almost got an intentional foul as he tried to throw down G.K. Wells-Lindley into the scorer's table. Blaze with his 13-7, so it's G.K. Wells-Lindley up for just 1-1. He comes to the bench and Ryan Mott comes in for him. That's the offensive or defensive substitution. What is Mr. Wells-Lindley shooting from the free throw line?
40%. But he makes good on his first.
Just as you say that, he gets the bonus. The lead back up to four, 47-43, and then a two left.
Oh, he knocks them both down.
5-point lead, 48-43. The Knights get some pressure in the backcourt. Mock slings the ball to Waterbury. Trying to dribble past Grant Mitchell. Cut off by a double team that traps him. Beckhusen wide open up top for three. Short off the rim. Mock has a rebound. 46 seconds left. Mock needs help. He's double team. Get it to Luke Stempy. Now get back out to Beckhusen. Dribble drive down the weak side. Finger roller short. Hadley with a rebound. Hook back here.
Ryan Hadley paddled it in.
Coldwater is going to spend their final timeout. Next to the last timeout, rather, they have just one left now, and Roy North's with all four, with four of their five remaining. If there is a jump ball right now, the possession arrow is pointing toward Coldwater. Nine fouls up for the Knights. Next foul against them. Coldwater up the line for the double bonus. Seven fouls up on the board for Coldwater, so Roy North is in the bonus as we bring you this game reset. 34.6 seconds left in regulation. Got to start thinking about that as the Cardinals try to come back.
Well, no doubt about it.
They were down by as many as 10 a couple different points during the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, as you mentioned, one timeout left for Bryant, 34.6 seconds to go. Cardinals down by three.
48-45, the current score. Loy Norris will get the ball in the backcourt coming out of the timeout.
I would imagine they would go for a steal first, and then you don't get it. Got to foul immediately.
I figure a steal attempt and the foul kind of go in. A few fans that are here in the Coldwater High School gym are making as much noise as they possibly can. Boy, they've been really active tonight.
Yeah, they have for as sparse a crowd as is really here, but it's...
Grant Mitchell will inbound to Mitchell. That's not what the official says. He says Blaze Watson is going to be assessed the foul. Well, no. Not Blaze Watson. They give the foul to Ryan Hadley. I thought Blaze Watson trying to do the wraparound, but Ryan Hadley picks up his third foul, team eight. Now take a look at those stats. What is Devon Mitchell shooting from the free throw line?
42%. Matt Cabalt takes a full timeout. Nope, 30-second timeout.
Just takes a 30. We're going to stay here. There's now 31.8 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter as Coldwater trails Loy Norris 48-45. Again, a couple different times during the third and fourth quarter, the Cardinals trailed by 10. I think the Cardinals' biggest lead of the night was 7. That was 17-10 in the first quarter.
Right at the end of the first quarter. So, done a good job of battling back here. They just got out of sorts offensively in the second and third periods, but they definitely have put out a charge here in the fourth quarter, and we got a ball game now. Again, Devon Mitchell going to the line for
1-1.
Lloyd Oryx.
And you said just, 42%?
42%.
42%.
8 for 19.
That was through 15 games. Draws iron, and the rebound by Blaze Watson. He's out there with Mock, Waterbury, Stempion, and Beckhusen. Waterbury has the timeline. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Mock on the left wing. Head fake, get it between the circles. Waterbury, Beckhusen on the right wing. Shoots the ball, throws. Dribble drive by Stempion, caught up by a double team. Beckhusen, right corner, three. Off the hoop, no good. Rebound to Stempion, perfect! No, bounces off the back of the rim. Whistle and an immediate foul. Grant Mitchell gets the rebound. Blaze Watson to miss his fourth personal. Team ninth, final 1-1 for the night.
That is not who you want on the line, though. He is their leading free throw shooter at 74%.
Coldwater calls their final timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 48-45, night, 5.5 seconds left in regulation. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of Coldwater's final timeout, Grant Mitchell to the free throw line. He's the free throw shooter. He's 3 of 3 tonight. Loy Norris with a 3-point lead, 48-45. Drains the first, gets the bonus. It's a 2-possession game.
Well, hopefully a miss here, a 3-point miracle by the Cardinals, and the Cardinals get fouled.
In and out. Rebound by Blaze Watson. 4 seconds left. Blaze Watson cut off. Now the
gotta
pick.
Shoot it. Got to shoot it.
Forces up a shot. Waterbury off the back of the rim. Buzzer sounds. The game is over. And Coldwater ends the season with a 49-45 loss to the Loy Nork Knights. Loy Nork improves to 5-9 in the SMAC East and 7-12 overall, as they have a game at Grand Rapids Christian coming up on Thursday night to wrap up their season. Coldwater closes its campaign 1-13 in the SMAC East, 4-15 overall. In the final score from here at Coldwater High School, the Loy Nork Knights 45 and the Coldwater Cardinals 45. Post-game report coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WCBB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the mech, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 East of I-69, Exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
It's a simple question.
You know a good place to eat?
And it has a simple answer. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. Actually, it's more than just a good place to eat. Sure, they offer choice Black Angus, seafood, and daily dinner specials, but they also have great drink specials, and they have 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Plus, you can enjoy live entertainment every Thursday night at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 and US 12.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
We're back for the last time this season from the Coldwater High School gym. Sean Watson, Al Rack, as the Mike side saw Coldwater's comeback attempt fall 4 points short, 49-45, final score.
Yeah, really unfortunate for the Cardinals. It's a tough one to lose for Coach Kelly and the team, but you got to give Loy Nork credit. They turned up the defensive pressure there in the second quarter. They were playing a man-to-man at that point. They did a lot of trapping, which caused some problems for the Cardinals. And then third quarter, they came out in that zone defense, and the Cardinals just didn't have a solution for that for the most part. They got a little bit tentative, and unfortunately, Coldwater missed a lot of shots inside. So just one of those nights.
No pun intended?
Nope. Just things don't go your way, but you got to give the Cardinals credit for battling. They had a chance at the end and just fell a little bit short to the Loyne Oryx Knights by a score of 49-45.
Before we go over the stats, we can bring you some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. Quincy finished off Union City tonight. Final score 60-34. Nice way for the Orioles to bounce back after getting trounced by Homer on Friday.
Yeah, that's a pretty good Quincy team. They've got a good chance at their district over there. That's they should pretty much skate into the final and whatnot. But
not necessarily. If they win their opener, they would have to take on Hillsdale.
Oh, I thought they were in the other side of the bracket. I'm sorry. So.
We'll go
the girls that were there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're thinking yep. The girls bracket.
But regardless of that, they still have a chance against Hillsdale or Mendon, whoever it would be that they play.
Absolutely.
So, both of those are pretty good teams, but Quincy's an awfully good team, too. They've had a nice season.
Final in the SMAC, East Sturgis beats Marshall 43-33. Sturgis wraps up its regular season Thursday night against Bronson.
Yeah. Game that they definitely should win. Coach Kurowski should be able to get everybody into that game. Unfortunately, it's been a tough season for Brunson, and they definitely won't have an answer for Chance Stewart.
Actually, we stand corrected. That 60-34 score that I gave you, Quincy against Union City, that's actually at the start of the fourth quarter, according to this.
Okay.
So there's still a little bit more to go there between the Orioles and the Chargers, but it looks like a solid win for the Orioles if they can hold off the Chargers.
No doubt about it.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, now joining us on our post-game show following the 49-45 victory by the Knights. Game for a final game of the season really had a little bit of everything, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, had a lot of everything. So,
you had trouble in the second and third quarters, Brian. And, they came after you with that man-to-man defense, and they trapped a little bit there in the second quarter, caused some problems. And then in the third quarter, they came out with that zone and had some trouble penetrating that. But, again, the kids, as they have all year long, they battled right to the very end. And, you outscored them 15-9, but fell just a little bit short tonight.
Yeah, we just, those two middle quarters, we just, third quarter with the zone, we just weren't quite aggressive enough. The second quarter, we just, we lost some momentum there. I didn't agree with the call down there, and that kind of put us in a little bit of a damper. That one's on me. This game, the loss tonight is probably my fault with the getting it technical, but, I'm going to stand up for my kids, and I thought they were playing extremely hard. Thought that was Blaze Watson took a great drive to the basket there, and I didn't agree with the block or the charge call. So, that kind of killed us a little bit, and that one's on me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have to agree with you on that. That's probably one of the worst calls in basketball that I've seen in a long time, and you had a right to be upset about that. But again, kids battled hard, and Beck Hughes and tried keeping you in there at the end of the game. Hadley came up big in the fourth quarter. Finally, he had trouble knocking down shots throughout the game, but he came up with three big buckets for you there. And then you brought Luke Stempy in there toward the end of the game. You're looking for some instant offense, kind of, from him.
Well, he wanted to play tonight, and I know it was his last game of the season here on this floor, and. I kept just telling myself I didn't want him to get hurt. My goal is to have him ready and be ready to go on Monday. And so I just kind of hemmed and hauled it, told Coach Shepard even that when I put him in there in the fourth quarter, I said, if he gets hurt, I'm going to shoot myself. I know this is a big game. Our last home game of the season, but it really didn't do anything for the standings for us or finishing somewhere in the league or whatever. But come next Monday, for him to be ready for districts, that means something because, I think we can do some damage in the districts if we play like we have the last couple of nights with Norix and Battle Creek Central. So, you know, I gave him a chance to play there at the end because I just didn't want to see him, you know, not get a chance to be on the court for his final home game. But like I said, I didn't want him to. I kept questioning myself whether I wanted to play him because I really needed him for. We need him for Monday night.
Well, Lucas joined Coach Kelly down there, and you know, the thing that's nice now, Brian, is your record goes to 0-0.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I'm sure you're going to be telling the kids. And I'm just going to relate a story to you. I may have already told it to you this year, but I can remember a Vicksburg girls team about 3 years ago that went 0 for the season and ended up winning their district. So anything can happen when March Magic happens. So so what do you know about your opponent coming up on Monday?
Well, I know they got some really good guards, and they are they're guard-oriented. Their offense is that way. They shoot a lot of jump shots, a lot of three-pointers, and stuff like that. So, you know, but I like our guards. I like our matchup, and with this young man right here standing next to me, Mr. Sempian, being healthy come Monday night and being ready to go, I like our chances. I think we can play with him, and I think we can go over there and make some noise.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, we will see you and Luke and the rest of the team Monday at Three Rivers against Edwardsburg.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. Final score once again, Loy Norix beating the Coldwater 49-45. Luke Sempian actually finished the night. No points, but he did have two rebounds in a limited action that he saw tonight. So
well, again,
that was actually good to see.
It's good to see, and it also gives him a little taste of it again, you know, Sean. And, you know, he's been out for a few weeks and a few games, and, you know, it gave him a little bit of game action to get back into the swing of things and whatnot. So I think it was good that Brian was able to get him in. Hopefully his ankle will be okay, which I think it is. He doesn't show any signs of limping or anything. He's got a smile on his face here. So hopefully he'll be all set and ready to go on Monday night.
Well, let's go over the scoring summary for Loy Norix, who finishes out Yankees play at 5-9. They improved to 7-12 overall. GK Wells Lindsley with 4. Grant Mitchell finished the night with 10. Marcus Torres, 15 points, 4 triples, 1 in every quarter. He also had 5 rebounds to lead the Knights in that statistic. He also had a couple of steals. Trevor Perlotta with 5. Spencer Welsh with 5. Terrell Kelly with 2. Eddie Gillen, the Knights' leading scorer, held to just 3 points, and Keegan Banks had 5. Those are the 49 that are up on the board for Loy Norix. For the Coldwater Cardinals, whose final season in the Smack East ends with a 1-13 league mark, 4-15 overall to close out their regular season. Nate Waterbury led the scoring with 12, and Luke Beckhusen had 11. Ryan Hadley, 7. Blaze Watson, 9. Ryan Mock with 6. Those are the 45 that are up on the board for the Cardinals. Beckhusen, incidentally, had 6 rebounds and 4 steals. Also getting on the board on the rebounding side, Waterbury had 3 steals as well on a couple of 3 rebounds and a couple of steals.
Yeah, the two guards played very well for the Cardinals tonight. You know, again, they're sophomores. We've got to remember that. And they definitely learned on the run this year.
Literally and figuratively. By the quarters, Coldwater outscored Loy Norix in the first 17-10. It was Loy Norix in the second and third quarters, 13-6 and 15-7 respectively. Coldwater outscored the Knights in the fourth frame, 15-10. That was wound up being just 4 points short. Final shooting percentages. Loy Norix finished the night 17 out of 46, 37%. 8 of 23 in the first half, 9 of 23 in the second half. 7 of 20 from the three-point line, 35%. 4 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. And 8 of 11 from the free-throw line, 72.7%. 3 of 4 in the first half, 5 of 7 in the second half. Coldwater shooting 16 out of 52 for the game, 30.8%. 7 out of 24 in the first half, 9 out of 28 in the second. They were just 2 of 13 from downtown, 15.4%. 1 of 5 in the first half and 1 of 8 in the second half. both three-pointers sunk by Nate Waterbury. 11 of 15 from the charity stripe, 73.3%. 8 of 11 the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. Cardinals out-rebounded Loy Norks 35-34. It breaks down to 16-12 on the offensive side. Loy Norks had the edge on the defensive boards, 22-19. Turnovers, 19 for Loy Norks, 15 for Coldwater. Off of those turnovers, Coldwater outscored the Knights 21-11. Second chance points, 6-4 favor the Knights. Points off the bench, 21 for the Knights, 16 for the Cardinals. 9 lead changes, 4 ties. Biggest lead of the night was the 10 that Loy Norks had twice, third and fourth quarter.
Well, you know, the statistics kind of bear out how close this game was. Again, Sean, just like we talked about at the end of the first half, but you know, the big difference in this game tonight were the three-pointers made by Loy Norks, and also the terrible call, the charge call against Blaze Watson there in the first half.
Well, we kind of agreed not to bring it up, but...
Coach Kelly brought it up, you know, himself. So, you know, but, again, that's probably one of the worst calls I've ever seen in basketball, and took a bucket away from Blaze and a chance for a free throw as well there. So
now you could sense that the momentum was starting to shift to the Knights tonight at about that point.
And you got to give Loy Norks credit, too. They gave Coldwater some fits with their man-to-man defense. They really came after Coldwater a lot stronger, I think, in the second quarter than they did in the first quarter.
And then they switched over to that 2-3 zone in the second half.
And that just kind of looked like we're just stymied. You know, the Cardinals didn't have a way to penetrate and whatnot, so it's unfortunate, but they did battle back and gave it a run for the money at the end, outscoring Loy Norks 15-9 there in the fourth quarter, but falling a little bit short. They fall to the Loy Norks Knights tonight, 49-45.
It was a split of the two games here. The Coldwater JVs closed out the season by beating Loy Norks 63-47. Colin Warner, 24 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. A tremendous night in anybody's book.
Absolutely, and I'm sure Coach Kelly was paying attention to that. He's going to be somebody that, you know, is going to challenge for minutes next year. You know, you're going to have 3 junior guards up there for the most part next year that Coach Kelly's going to have around for another year after that. So those kids are going to get bigger and stronger as they grow still. And so, you know, saying goodbye to some seniors here at Coldwater High School for the last time, but they've got a game to be played on Monday night, and hopefully they can come up with that win against Edwardsburg then, but a nice season for the JV Cards. As you mentioned, 14-6, Coach Quinn Berry's squad had a very nice season. And as I mentioned after that game and earlier, Brandon Lewis coming off the bench had a nice game for the JV Cards, too.
Third leading scorer with 7 points, 3 rebounds. He also had a couple of steals. Austin Krasminski, second leading scorer, 8 points, 5 boards, 2 steals. Final on the WTVB scoreboard, Quincy beat Union City as we expected, but did you expect the score to be 82-50?
For some reason, 80 was going to stick in my mind. And
I think Quincy and Stockbridge earlier this season played, and Stockbridge cracked 80 and Quincy cracked 70, Quincy coming out on the short end of the stick. But here, Quincy gets a 32-point win over the Chargers.
Yep. Nice win for Coach Scott Rotisiler and Quincy, and they've had a real nice season, and hopefully they can continue their run into the tournament as well.
One last bit of business from here at our courtside seat at Coldwater High School for this season. The naming of our McDonald's player of the game, will do that after this from McDonald's of Branch County.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss him if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. 5 hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm, hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one, the new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
For their final regular season, McDonald's player of the game for the Coldwater Cardinals, Luke Beckhuizen. We were talking about him during the break. He almost single-handedly brought the Cardinals to victory there in the fourth quarter. It was his 2, 3, 4, 5 points, along with Brian Hadley's 6 points that they had in the fourth quarter that kept the Cardinals within shooting distance.
Yeah, you know, we had several candidates tonight. Nate Waterbury had a solid floor game. 12 points, 3 rebounds, a couple steals. You know, Hadley had 7 points. He had trouble finding the basket early in the game, but came up with 3 big buckets for the Cardinals.
He also had 4 rebounds and 2 assists.
Right, and Blaze Watson gave him a big spark off the bench. You know, we're going to give Blaze the honorable mention tonight, but we're going to go with Luke Beckhuizen tonight as our McDonald's player of the game.
Again, his line, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 1 offensive, 5 defensive. 4 steals.
Right.
Congratulations once again to Luke Beckhuizen, our McDonald's player of the game. We mentioned second season for Coldwater Boys basketball begins next Monday. They play in the opening round of the Three Rivers District at Three Rivers High School, taking on the Edwardsburg Eddies.
Yeah, I don't know much about the Eddies. I don't know what kind of a season they've had, to be honest with you, Sean. But,
well, you're assigning the research department, i.e. me, to get you all up to speed before Monday.
Yes, I am. So you have your assignment, sir. But
in the same way that I'm trying to keep tabs with the Three Rivers girls, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Right, but Edwardsburg has an outstanding athletic program over there. They've been in football. They've had some good basketball players over there, I know, in past years.
The move to the Wolverine Conference has been really good for Edwardsburg.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sturgis is looking for the same thing with their move there, too. So they're going to be competing with them as well. But, you know, again, the records on Monday night will be 0-0 for everybody, and anything can happen. And if the Cardinals can put together 4 quarters, like the first and the fourth quarter, like they had today, yeah, you know, they got a doggone good chance of winning that game come Monday night. So hopefully we'll get a good turnout over in Three Rivers for that. That's where we're at, right?
Yep.
Get that right. So
it is one of those traditional districts where all the games are being played at the host site.
And I like that. And I like everybody being there. It's a nice atmosphere and everything. So, but anyway, best of luck to the Cardinals come Monday night against the Edwardsburg Eddies.
It's a 7 o'clock tip. We will hit the air Monday at about 6:30. Coming up tomorrow, meanwhile, the second season finally begins for the Coldwater Cardinal girls. They were paying close attention yesterday out at Sturgis High School to Three Rivers win against Edwardsburg. It will be the Cardinals going up against Keegan Reeves and the Three Rivers Wildcats. Again, we mentioned earlier tonight, Keegan Reeves, Three Rivers' leading scorer, and a Miss Basketball candidate. How many times do you get to play up against a Miss Basketball candidate?
Not too many times from this area, I'll tell you that. So,
absolutely.
But Keegan Reeves, I got to see her on the volleyball court. I've not seen her on the basketball court. But obviously she's going to be a handful if she's a candidate for Miss Basketball in the whole state of Michigan. She's got something going for her, so I'm sure Coach Smoker took a lot of notes and some film of that game, and but he'll have his girls ready for him come tomorrow night, and hopefully they can do some damage against the Wildcats tomorrow night at the Sturgis Gym.
It's the first game of a district semifinal doubleheader. The tip-off is at 5:30. Quinn Berry will join me, Mike Side, from the Sturgis High School Gym tomorrow, beginning at 5:20, following an abbreviated evening journal so that we can hit the ground running literally and figuratively for the 5:30 tip.
Well, again, best of luck to Coach Smoker and the Lady Cardinals, and I won't be over there, unfortunately, but I'll be tuning in to WTVB and listening to you guys bring the action.
The other option, of course, is to tune in to WTVBAM.com. Just look for the local sports live link on our website at WTVBAM.com, and you'll find our web stream, which we have live for every high school sports broadcast all year long.
That's the story from here at Coldwater High School. For Sean Delaney, back to the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner, Al Rackesy. Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals. They fall to the Loyenoris Knights in the regular season finale, 49-45, a final score. Until tomorrow from Sturgis and March Magic for the girls in February. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Covelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.